Morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 10th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:31. I'm Brent Allen. Rain does return today, currently sitting at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. It was a scene of total destruction. Vandals over the holidays broke into a science classroom at Wright Charter School in Santa Rosa and made a mess. Paint everywhere, desks and stools overturned, laptops and TVs destroyed, fire extinguishers deployed, and paper everywhere. Early estimates put the damage around $40,000. The school and sheriff's office have no leads at this time, but are hoping someone will step forward with information leading to catching the culprits. A man simply sitting on a bench on Santa Rosa Avenue was hit in the head with a machete on Monday. The victim was transported to the hospital and treated for his wound. The suspect escaped. Later, he was identified as 20-year-old Lucas Coleman, a homeless man currently in Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa police found him and the machete Tuesday on Santa Rosa Avenue and took him into custody. The 34-year-old victim will recover from his wounds. Sonoma County has seen a rise in retailers closing stores recently, from Bed Bath & Beyond to Forever 21, Soft Surroundings, and even the Reading Cinemas in Rohnert Park. Now you can add the Burlington Coat Factory to that list. Its Rohnert Park location will close soon. The Santa Rosa store will remain open. No exact closing date or reason for the closure has been given by the company. According to the Press Democrat, Gina Centeno, the Rohnert Park woman set to stand trial with her husband on charges they tortured their three foster children, passed away while in custody at a local hospital. Her attorney said she had been suffering from an illness but did not elaborate further. Her husband, Jose Centeno, still faces three counts of kidnapping for ransom and three counts of torture, and is also charged with eight additional counts related to allegations of sexual abuse involving the children. He will return to court on January 18th. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will be the only two Republican presidential candidates facing off in tonight's final GOP debate before the Iowa caucuses kick off the 2024 nominating process on Monday. Former President Donald Trump also qualified but plans to skip it. Instead, he'll hold a televised town hall meeting at the same time. CNN is hosting tonight's debate at Drake University in Iowa. The event, moderated by CNN anchors Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, starts at 6 p.m. California lawmakers are debating whether to ban tackle football for children 12 years old and under. The bill will have its first public hearing today before a legislative committee. The bill is a long way from becoming law. It must clear the state assembly by the end of January to have a chance of becoming law this year. And the king tides are back, some of the highest astronomical tides of the year. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood advisory from 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning that impacts the San Francisco Bay shoreline and low-lying coastal areas of the North Bay. The king tides occur when the orbits and alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun combine to produce the greatest tidal effects of the year. The king tides will be with us through Friday. It's time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County. Still just have one incident working. Adobe Road at Woodward Avenue near Pengrove. We've got a GMC Sierra versus a Jaguar on the right-hand side of the roadway. It should be in the clearing stages by now. Our KZST news time is now 6:34.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
Ready to get your degree, update your skills, or complete a career certificate? Start today and learn your way at Santa Rosa Junior College, offering classes both in person and online, with dedicated student support to help you reach your goals. With financial aid, many students attend SRJC for free. Spring classes start January 16th. Stay connected, motivated, and moving forward at santarosa.edu. That's santarosa.edu.
With Indeed, their all-in-one platform makes it easy to interview, screen, and hire quality people. Visit Indeed.com for more. In sports, Draymond Green is vowing a commitment to playing without the antics that have plagued him on the court throughout his career, working over the past month on ways to control his emotions and not let hostility take over. The Warriors take on the Pelicans tonight. Your forecast today, cloudy skies with another round of generally light rain moving in around a quarter inch. Highs will be chilly, low 50s, Santa Rosa at 54. Tonight, turning clear overnight, and that means cold, low 30s. There will be widespread frost tomorrow morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny tomorrow afternoon with low to mid 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Marriage, or any partnership for that matter, is a give and a take.
The Sopranos is marking its 25th anniversary with its own TikTok. You can watch any episode in 25 seconds. Now, should that be a little too quick, the first two episodes are available on the YouTube channel for HBO's streaming service, Max. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Love me. Multnomah County's KZST. It is 642, 46 degrees in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, our Pet of the Week feature with the Humane Society of Sonoma County. I understand it's a kitty cat this time. That's at 8:10. Also, Landon McPherson, a.k.a. Man Landers, will be in the studio with his unique take on life with answers to your questions around 8:30. Always entertaining. Plus, some fabulous local shows debut this week over at the 6th Street Playhouse and the California. Details on the way about 7:20. All that and more on the way right here on KZST. Good morning.
Now and then I think of when we were together. Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love and it's an ache I still remember.
Tuned in to 100.1 KZST. Well, I showed up this morning, so obviously I did not win the Mega Millions lottery, and apparently no one else did either. No one matched all six numbers, though there were two winners who matched five, worth about $85,000. The lucky tickets were bought in American Canyon and Temecula. Unfortunately, not in Sonoma County, so yeah, I'm at work today.
My baby, he don't sweet. watching every dime. But he loves me, loves me, loves me. We always have a real good time.
KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is 6:49, 47 degrees. Weather-wise, cloudy and breezy today. Temperatures in the mid-50s.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. Rafters above the rest.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses, in case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
Redwood Credit Union brings you another KZST Hometown Hero. Born and raised in Sonoma County, the word hero for Karen Alves was defined by duty and sacrifice. Karen's uncle, killed on Okinawa in June 1945, was the ultimate example. Inspired by her uncle's sacrifice, Karen has worked tirelessly for many years to improve life in her hometown of Windsor. She was the founder and creator of the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove, now grown to over 200 trees, and a People for Parks holiday tradition. She coordinated the construction of the Town Green Military Memorial Wall, a 20-year labor of love just completed in November 2023. Karen knows we can do great things when we work together with community members, leaders, businesses, and nonprofits. We now add Karen Alves to the ever-growing list of hometown heroes. If you would like to nominate our next hometown hero, go to KZST.com. And when you see the words Redwood Credit Union for all that you love, let us know who your hero is.
KZST.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up.
County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and a big night at Graton Resort and Casino in Roanoke Park on Friday. The Gin Blossoms, these guys doing a concert 8 p.m. Thought I'd play a little Gin Blossoms to get in the mood. Coming to Sonoma County in just a few days. This is KZST.
Jumping off a bridge is just the farthest that I've ever been.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 10th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:59. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies with rain moving in for today. Currently, we're sitting at 57 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. A quarter-cent tax measure to raise money for early children's health and care programs has qualified for the November ballot in Sonoma County. What is called the Sonoma County Child Care and Children's Health Initiative could raise $30 million annually. First Five Sonoma County will administer the funds if the measure is approved by a simple majority. Students at Technology High School in Rotard Park were told to shelter in place yesterday after a suspicious device was found on campus. The Rotard Park Department of Public Safety and the Sheriff's Bomb Squad was called in to investigate. The device or object was deemed safe and removed from campus. The all clear was given.